It was Saturday morning, and her alarm went off at 8 a.m. She rolled over, trying to swat it numbers of times to turn it off, and finally did. She had wanted to roll back over and fall asleep for another couple of hours, because it was the evening before that her and some classmates had studied until 2 in the morning for their organic chemistry test. And yet, she was part of the program of Big Sisters. And she was to meet her little sister at 9 a.m. for breakfast in a restaurant downtown. She thought, well, I could just email her or text her and tell her that I couldn't make it. But she had already had the little sister a tough week. And the last thing she needed is another adult to back out from her life. So she got up and made herself way down to the downtown restaurant. As she entered the door, there her little sister was, stood with a great smile on her face. And it was a moment of being blessed. That same Saturday morning, he was not a morning person, and especially on weekends. He probably had fallen into his dorm bed about 3 a.m. after his job at the restaurant. He was going to try to get in a couple more hours of sleep before he got up. He needed to write his paper that was due on Monday for his political science class. And then he would go back off to work in the afternoon to the restaurant. But at 9 a.m., the phone rang. He worked his way to wake up and open his eyes, and as he looked at his phone, he saw the number, and he knew it was the restaurant. And he figured they probably were asking him to come in early. He thought he could just let it ring through, and he would pick up the message, and he wouldn't have to answer. But the people who owned the restaurant were like family to him, and so he answered. And they did want him to come in early because one of the other staff was sick. And a single mother had a sick child and was not able to come in. And so he said, I'll be right there. Well, he knew that it would be a long day, that he'd come back and he'd still have to do his paper. But he also realized that this restaurant was kind of like a team, a family. There was a sense of responsibility that he felt. He could have said, woe to all of this. He didn't. For he saw it as a blessed moment in his life. Two young college people who could have said, woe, who could have said, poor me, who could have been self-centered, who said, I stayed up late, doing what was important. I could have said, you know, that life's supposed to be about fun and games. But they chose differently. They chose the blessedness response to the people in their life. Because they believed it was a moment in which they were being asked to make a difference in other people's lives. Yes, they would have been tired the next day. Yes, they would have still had to do what it was that was before them. But they knew that in some way these moments were also going to transform them. Because I believe that those two moments for those two people are exactly what that second half of the first reading is about. They stood by life-giving water. They stood by a life-giving experience with life-giving people. They stood by with the life-giving presence of God right there in that moment, and they brought that life-giving presence of God to those individuals who asked for them. You and I in our life have those same blessed moments. And they're blessed moments when we are willing to say yes to the wisdom that we have to practice forgiveness in either giving it or receiving it. To say yes to the blessed moments when our compassion can be healing in someone's life. To say yes to those blessed moments when in our life we are able with hope to destroy despair. And it's also those blessed moments in our life when we realize that we have what it is that is gift to give and to bring to others' lives. It can be those moments when any of you have been with Feed My Starving Children. Any moment or time when you have said yes to either being at the open door or contributing to the food and financial help for them. It can be as easy and as simple as bringing socks this weekend and next weekend for those whose feet are cold that live in the streets and walk the streets. It's that blessed moment when the people from our parish said yes to going to San Lucas Toloman in Guatemala and be with the people there. If you get an e-bulletin, you can read a bit of that story. If not, take a bulletin home with you, a paper one, and read one of those experiences of the impact of a life that was touched by our people. It is also those blessed moments when we look not so much at the woe, but look at what it is that we have and what we do with that, how we bring that into others' lives. Because there are those that are hungry, and yes, we have plenty, and we can fill the empty stomachs. And sometimes it's the empty stomachs of food, but sometimes it's the empty stomach that looks for compassion and care and kindness and gentleness. And yes, we have within us the blessedness of laughter. And it is what we do with that laughter. For that laughter can be the presence of Christ in the joy of someone's life whose tears overwhelm them from sadness. But it is also that blessedness that sometimes we need to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so serious, to know what that can be for other people. And I believe that that is exactly the same as those two college people who stood with those. We stand by those life-giving waters, and God is present in it. And God nourishes us, and we nourish each other with life. Remember also the people that are in your life, in my life, who stand with us, our family, our friends, of how God stands with us and holds our hand, and we place that trust and that hope in God. We stand with our prayer, and our prayer enriches our life. And so as we go forward in the week, remember this line from that first reading. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. They are like a tree planted beside waters. They grow and bear fruit. That is you and I. So our prayer for the week: where will we have the opportunity to be a blessed presence for someone who needs the presence of God in their life through us? And then in our own personal life, where in our gut do we truly believe and trust in the strength and the hope of God that is there for how we need God to be? Let's pray with that as we go into the week.